All right, everyone. Hope you're all having a good Saturday. It's January 30th, 2021, and it's time for today's podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Kraft, and this is the PristineGrace.org podcast. Got lots of podcasts out there that I've made in the past. Go out there on the PristineGrace.org or into my sermon audio channel and check it out. I'm also broadcasting live on Facebook and sermon audio, but not every time. And so if you really want to get everything that I record, I recommend going out there to Sermon Audio. I do intend to eventually leave Facebook for use as my private individual account. I don't like big tech. I don't like YouTube. I don't like Google. So I'm now pretty much exclusive to Sermon Audio, and I'm only broadcasting to Facebook now because I know I still have some friends and other believers on that platform, but I do intend to get away from it eventually and hopefully do most everything on Sermon Audio. So that's what I have planned for the future. Today's podcast, what's the topic? It's about whether or not we should consider those who do not believe the doctrines of Calvinism or the TULIP acronym as brothers and sisters in our Lord. I think it's very important that those of us who do believe, those who do believe, we don't engage in spiritual infidelity. That is, we shouldn't bow our knee to any religion that denies the essence of God and His way of salvation. There are a lot of preachers out there that are very articulate, charismatic, and very good at pulling on the heartstrings of their listeners. But most of them don't really preach the gospel. They flat out don't preach the gospel. They don't speak of the Lord in salvation that does whatever He pleases. They don't speak of a salvation without works. They always have to condition salvation upon something that the individual must do or is performed within the individual. And salvation in their scheme is based on what man does, not upon God. And I think this is something that those of us who believe should try to avoid at all costs, spiritual infidelity, that is. We should not engage in any other religion other than that of sovereign grace. And to engage in religion that is not the gospel, that is not centered around the gospel, is no different than bending your knee to Baal. All right? But that's not really what this podcast is about. It's not about avoiding spiritual infidelity. It's about your average run-of-the-mill individual walking around that you have deemed a free willer or an Arminian, if you will. This phrase, it really can mean just about anything. Some people, when they use the term free will, they really have no idea what it is they're talking about, or they use it as some sort of cliche. And in a sense, if you think about the phrase free will, there is some truth to it. It is true that we usually do what we want to do. I'm free to get in my car and go through the donut drive-through and get my donuts this morning. I'm free to do that because I want to do it. My will is free in that sense. But that's not what I'm talking about. And that's not what most people think of when they talk about the word or the phrase free will. So just don't be thinking out there that I'm now a free willer all of a sudden, okay? I just want to make sure we get our words defined right. And I hate to talk about something that nobody really knows what I'm talking about. So when others use the word or the phrase free will, that they intend to mean that man's will is free from the sovereign will of God, and that God sees their will exercised and then is convinced to save this person based on their exercising of their so-called free will. Okay, that's a completely different meaning than what I was talking about above. But I have heard from different people, different understandings of that word. Usually the folks that had nothing to do with church in the past, when they use the word free will, they don't really know what it is they're talking about. You hear politicians use the word free will. That's usually what they mean. Not the religious version, but they're just free to do what they want. All right. But going back to my previous podcast earlier this week about putting God in a box, I think it's a bad idea to also put people in a box. We need to get away from labeling everyone as falling into certain camps. And it's hard to do this, I know, as our human minds love to categorize everything. That's the way my mind works. I love to categorize everything and everybody, okay? But for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to try to avoid it right now. Lots of folks, especially those on the internet and social media, they love to talk of the great theological war and debate of Arminianism versus Calvinism. They talk about those in the opposing camps, in the opposing boxes. And they condemn one another for being in the boxes they put each other in. But I'm not here to condemn anybody, okay? I don't know who all of God's people are. He has his sheep scattered all around us. Even people you may not suspect of being sheep. That person who just dropped that mail in your mailbox today, she may be one of God's sheep. It's not for us to decide who God's sheep are. It's God who decided who his sheep were from before the foundation of the world. And every one of them will come to believe the gospel at some point in their lives. So let's stay away from condemning others, because we may actually end up condemning one of God's sheep. And while I agree to a point that Calvinism is the gospel, it's just in my opinion, it's a larger expression of the simple gospel that every one of Christ's sheep will believe. All right. One does not need to understand all the implications of the gospel to be a believing sheep. All that's needed for a sheep to believe is recognition of who they are before God, a needy sinner, and turning from striving in order to gain favor to resting in Christ alone for all of salvation. That's it. Very simple. Augustus Toplady penned the following words into one of my favorite hymns, Rock of Ages. And I've used this verse before in previous podcasts, but I'm just going to repeat it again. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. You, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, how sweet. Oh, how simple. This is so simple, people. Simple. This is the gospel. And the doctrines known as Calvinism, they drive home the simple view of salvation. Of salvation found only in Christ. They further expound on the implications of salvation only in Christ. But that's all they do. They expand on it. Okay? Calvinism is a fuller expression of the gospel. Okay? But if someone argues against concepts portrayed by Toplady's words here, it tells me they don't agree with me on the gospel message. And they can't be called my brother or sister. And the doctrines of grace, also known as Calvinism, as expressed in the doctrines of election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, total depravity, and perseverance of the saints, and imputed righteousness, they drive home and agree with the basic premise of the gospel, which is salvation is conditioned upon Christ alone for needy sinners. So, I'm not going to put people in a box today and insist that all free willers are brethren or not. I'm tired of categorizing people based on isms. We aren't called to do that anyway. For the vast majority of people out there, I don't think that they agree with me on the gospel. But I'm not going to prejudge someone who comes to me in the name of Christ, confessing Christ. I'm going to try to get to know who they are and what they believe over time. Alright? And if they start arguing with me over Calvinism, that's usually when I begin to realize that they probably aren't believing the same thing as I am. Okay. That's when I realized I probably shouldn't be thinking of them as my brother, at least for the time being. And they still may be a sheep. They could be one of God's sheep that he will reveal the truth to in time. And that's about all. Have a great day.